Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to John Clayton, our 93.7 The Fan NFL insider, about that. John, have you been to St. Elmo Steakhouse yet on this trip?
I have not, no. One night I couldn't do anything because, first off, I flew in Tuesday, had a connecting flight in Denver, and it gets 6 hours late. And so I didn't get here till 3 o'clock in the morning and had basically no sleep. And so I didn't go out on Wednesday night because I was too exhausted. Last night was the only night, and I had a meeting over at one place. And so I didn't get to St. Elmo's, unfortunately.
How about Shula's?
Honestly, I've hardly had any food. So I'm hoping tonight to get my first dinner of this trip.
Oh, man.
It gets to be busy. I've been to 30 of these now, so it's like... Yeah, you know, and fortunately, because so many people know me from, you know, doing the TV stuff and all that, if I go through a lobby, or it takes me about an hour to go through lobbies because people are nice enough to stop and you talk and do all those different things. So it's great.
Well, let's talk about Antonio Brown. You've been around these GMs and scouts for the last few days. What are you hearing about his trade market, John?
It's improving. Now, again, I don't know if it's going to get anything into the second round. It could, but I know as they've gotten here, like, for example, you know, San Francisco hadn't checked in yet. You know they're going to check in because they're going to be among the leading teams. And then I know just talking to somebody last night, things are picking up pretty good. And so they'll get something done. I would have to think in the next week or so. That what they're going to do is sort it out once they get back from the combine, then start making some secondary calls. And once that happens, they'll get something done. But I think, you know, I still think third round, because you got three of the top teams in the third round that I think all will be bidding, you know, Arizona, the Raiders, and the 49ers. So I think they're going to be all in. But then after that, you know, we'll see about Green Bay. But from what I heard, there was a big uptick in the market on Thursday night.
John, just from the way Kevin Colbert has talked about how valuable Brown is and the way he's really tried to – you know, put his used car salesman face on and sell Brown to the rest of the league. He's used words like significant compensation. And hearing you say front of the third round does not sound like significant compensation to me.
No, you're right. And, he's wanting significant compensation. But in the end, you can only get what you get.
Yeah.
And then they have to make a decision whether to do it or not do it.
So
I think that... Because, again, I think, you know, one of the missions is, and why there's going to be a trade, they've got to clear up the things in the locker room. And that's the last piece to get things cleared up in the locker room. So that's why, you know, you have to make the value judgment after you test the market and see where everybody is. And, like, you know, you'd like to have a number one. You ask for a number one. You settle for a number two. But then they have to say, well, wait a second. Best we can do is a three. Let's do it.
The 49ers' comments this week have been – you know, full denial mode. John Lynch says he hasn't talked to him. Kyle Shanahan said the same thing. Is that just putting up a facade, John, or are they really out on Antonio Brown?
No, I think they're definitely in. It's just a matter they haven't made, you know, the phone call to start talking about it yet, you know, probably out of strategy, because it's like if they're going to be one of the leading teams, you have to be the first, you have to be the last. I mean, if you're the last and can get it done, then that works. So, I don't read anything into it. And, you know, I ran into Richard Sherman, and he's recruiting two players right now, at least, Earl Thomas and Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they listened to Sherman because he's a good ambassador to the team and one of the team leaders. And so, if they haven't made the call yet, and they may have made the call yesterday because Lynch talked a little bit earlier in the day, they're going to be in. So
okay.
I wouldn't read into the words because, you know, it's like, when they're talking about Steve Keim of Arizona, he says, well, Josh Rosen's our quarterback for now. Yeah, he's for now because he's on the roster, and he's probably still going to be on the roster. But, you know, you say that strategically to think, well, we think that Kyler Murray is the number one pick in this draft, and so if you need to get him, you need to trade up because they'd love to be able to trade down and get a defensive player. But in the end, that won't happen. But, again, you know, that's the poise of, you know, the timing of everything. And when you get to the combine, I mean, things move fast because John Lynch will run into Kevin Colbert and say, hey, so what's your thoughts on this? What's your thoughts? And, you know, then they'll check in.
John Clayton, Hall of Fame football writer, covering the NFL now with the Washington Post, too. And you just broke a story on the salary cap for 2019.
Yeah, kind of a dual thing because, the cap's going to come in a little bit less than anybody anticipated because everybody's thinking 190. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be 188. But the thing that's even more important than that, where everybody's worried about the lockout in 2020, after the 2020 season, they're making significant progress on getting a collective bargain extension done this year.
Oh, man.
And again, understanding that 28 of the 32 teams are reaching what's called the minimum spend. They're over the minimum spend. We have to spend 89% cash of the cap over a period of time. And this is the second year coming up. It's going to be the third year. So there's only four teams that are under that. And so with so much cash, this is time right now where they need to start getting TV extensions, which, of course, is the revenue, and everything is based on revenue in this league. So they are making progress, and I think something's going to get done this year, according to sources that told us to the Washington Post.
John, what do you think is the percentage chance the Raiders would trade one of their three first-round picks for Antonio Brown?
None.
Zero?
I don't see it. I thought it would be, but if the market's not there, which right now it isn't, then I don't think they can do it. Now, that's the weird part because they've given Pittsburgh one gift with a third round pick for Martavius Bryant, and of course they didn't even know if they're ever going to have him back in the field again. So, but at this stage, because I think that they need Antonio Brown because they basically have nothing at the wide receiver position, so it's a good fit. But I don't see them giving up one of their top three picks.
Did John Dorsey make a joke about trading for Antonio Brown yesterday, or do you think that there was a semi-serious, tongue-in-cheek, half-kidding tone to what he said? Do you think he really would ask Kevin Colbert about AB?
Well, let me explain John Dorsey, who's one of my favorite guys in the league because he's such a character.
Mm-hmm.
What John Dorsey, sitting with Indy Radio, the host station here, and John just finished up an interview with ClevelandBrowns.com, and he comes in and starts making jokes with me, sitting down and doing all that stuff. John's just a fun guy. And, of course, he follows everything, and mm-hmm. so he knows that the Steelers aren't going to trade anybody in the division, and so he could start to laugh about it. So, no, that was a joke.
Do you think that I'll ask the question this way. What has been the league, from the people you've heard, and maybe it's been a big talking point, maybe it hasn't been, Antonio Brown's behavior since week 17, the things he's done on social media, the way he looks, has that affected his trade value at all?
100%. I mean, there's no question about it because if you can't figure out and the Steelers can't figure out and nobody can figure out, I think people close to Antonio can't figure out what he's doing because it's irrational in some of the things that he's doing, particularly, you're trying to facilitate a trade. You've asked to be traded. Then you're saying, oh, that trade team, you're going to have to come up with more money for me. And I'm, with the threat of maybe holding out, that clearly hurts things. And again, some of the stuff that he does, you just scratch your head. It's like, none of this makes sense. And again, I know people close to him to kind of wonder about that. It's like, what is going through your mind?
Do you think that teams believe he wants a contract extension after the trade?
Yes, I think they do. And that'll pull down his market because, you think about it, you get him on a deal now that's, 3 years?
About 16 million per year. Yeah.
What was that?
About 16 per year.
13 per year. So it's like, you're not having to pay the 17 that he got in his whole contract. And, you knew that, he is very aggressive. And, again, you talk about the relationship that Drew Rosenhaus, the agents, has with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's excellent. I mean, I think that the Steelers with Drew, they have one of the better relationships in the league. And so this is not a Drew thing, but it's an Antonio Brown thing. And my guess would be Drew would love for Antonio just to be quiet, but he can't quiet him.
We're talking to John Clayton. Typically, the Packers are a pretty conservative organization. They don't make big trades, although the Jimmy Graham thing happened last year, and they don't really go hog wild in free agency. Do you think they'll be a real player, John?
I think they will, but I know as of Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, they had not checked in, much like the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not bringing back Randall Carr. Randall Cobb, he's not going to come back. And so now it's like, it'd be a nice olive branch for Aaron Rodgers to be able to get Antonio Brown to go on the other side of Devontae Adams, because now you're talking two Pro Bowl wide receivers, and they need to upgrade to running back. But I think they'll check in. The only problem that they have is that they're not in that upper part of the third round. So, they'd have to do more compensation than some of the other teams. But they do have two first-round picks, which could give them the flexibility of maybe trading the second-round pick. But, again, that's going to be – I think there'll be a team that will – you should figure San Francisco and Green Bay are among the latter two teams to check in because I think they're viable players.
Are the Saints feigning interest? Are they really interested? They got no draft picks.
No.
Would they put
– No, they can't.
Okay.
No, two reasons. Okay, so now think about this. They only have a third-round pick. They don't have a first, second, or fourth.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so now they've developed one of the best young receivers in football in Michael Thomas. So now if you're going to bring in a $17 million wide receiver to top Michael Thomas, you know you're not going to get him to sign a contract for less than $17 million.
Good point.
It doesn't fit.
Do you think that David Tepper being in Carolina hurts or helps Antonio Brown's chances of getting traded there?
It doesn't make a difference one way or another. And understand, the team that regretted not drafting Antonio Brown more than any other team in football was the Carolina Panthers. And so you would think
why
there would
is that?
Be interest.
Why is that, John?
Because they were on him. They liked him as a returner. They thought he would be as good as he would be as a receiver. I mean, they loved him. And so there was definitely the desire to have him. And I know for years talking to people down in Carolina, they totally regretted not taking him. They think it was one of the bigger mistakes that they made. But the reason they're not going to do anything now, all you have to do is look in the news and see what they're doing with any player over the age of 30. They're wiping them all out. They've already wiped out six of them, and they don't want to pick up somebody 30, 31 years old. So it's not going to be in the cards for the Cardinals.
Do you think Bruce Arians – do you think Bruce Arians makes Tampa Bay a destination or no chance because of some of the things he said about AB?
I think they could make a call, but I think it's going to be a call that's not going to really amount to much because, Bruce Arians. I mean, Bruce wants certain things for his team and what he wants to add because, he can still try to see if he can salvage things with DeSean Jackson. Maybe that can happen or maybe it won't, but he wants a speed guy. And that's why he's going to be looking more at John Brown's of Baltimore because he wants that one speed guy that can light up the field. And I'm not saying that John Brown's, obviously John Brown's a $6 million guy. And compared to $17 million for Antonio Brown. So I just don't see that happening because, again, I know they want to add a receiver, but they want to add a receiver with speed.
So you would, if you could rank the top three trade destinations, you would go what, John? Niners,
I'd still
one?
I'd go San Francisco. I would go, again, I think Arizona's going to make a big push,
okay,
but I think I'd put them at number three because that's the worst team he could go to.
Okay.
I'd put Oakland, although Oakland's pretty bad too, but I'd put Oakland number two, and then I would put Green Bay four and Denver five.
Denver, okay. Last one. How have the 52 kids comments from Kevin Colbert gone over around the league?
Not well. And I know he tried to re-explain himself, but it just didn't go over well. It's not a demoralizing comment, but it wasn't a good comment. So I don't think it went over too well because these are grown men and these are professional football players, and so. I know the way he tried to re-explain it may have eased it up a little bit, but yeah, when you say that type of comment, it's not going to go over well.
How many times will John dip into the St. Elmo cocktail sauce in the next few days?
Zero, because I don't know what I'm doing for dinner tonight, but I think I'm going to try to be a little bit quiet. And so, first off, I don't have a reservation at St. Elmo's. I don't have the opportunity right now with an invite to be able to get in, so I'm on the outside looking in.
Oh man. I thought you had some color.
Let's put it this way. Am I looking for the dipping sauce, or am I looking more for getting more contacts to get information?
Definitely the latter.
Right now,
yes.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah.
Okay. At John Clayton NFL, give him a follow and read him in the Washington Post. John, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks.
John Clayton from the Combine. The professor painting a very gloomy Antonio Brown picture. He said, yeah, business is picking up. I think they might get a third round pick for him. Oh, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Parts.